Best of Vandals Wrestling coming up this morning, the 2017 dual team sectional against Belleville Altoff. I guess talk about your memories from that match.
Yeah, it was an exciting match for sure. You know, it's a match where, again, we've talked about their firepower. They had three state champions, the Braunegel twins, and then Chase Biddle were all state champions, and they had one other placer. So, you know, it was one of those years where I think we qualified seven guys for the state tournament individually, and we didn't come home with a single placer. It was just really disappointing weekend. Matter of fact, we were done very early in the tournament, and I just remember how disappointed we all were, and I think we kind of channeled that into that Tuesday night up at Litchfield, and you know, there was a couple key matches early. I think they made a strategic error at 160 leading off the duel, and they put out Austin Carey, and we countered with Trevor Philpott, and he was able to get a big 3-0 win and get us out going first, and then another huge win at 195. We were actually trailing in the match, and Lucas Carroll got a pin, and that allowed us to move Garrett Stewart all the way up to 220, and we got another pin there, and then Anthony got a pin, and that kind of got us rolling, and then a couple of huge critical matches down a little farther on. Zach Stevenson came up with a big 6-2 win, and then Tanner came back and advanced a sectional championship loss. He had actually lost to the Federico kid at the sectional and didn't wrestle a very good match for him, and actually came back and dominated 1-5-0 in that. So those were huge swing matches for us, and then we were able to move Jarrett Pasley up to 132 to wrestle Christoph, and he lost 2-1, but, you know, it was a good decision match. We kind of limited the damage with one of their state placers, and then Logan Solins got a pin to put us up by 6, and then Cody Phillips got a pin to seal the deal and put us up 12 and send us on to state. So, yeah, it was a lot of excitement at the end and huge crowd and a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking about, you were talking about that very first match and listening to it when I was getting it ready for today. It was like, that was one of the keys right out of the gate was that first match.
Definitely. Yeah. And Trevor had beaten him at the sectional and it really surprised me that they didn't move the Braunegel kid up to try to put us in a bind. We had lost the flip and I was worried about that situation and I think they missed on it, you know, and thankfully for us, and then Trevor wrestled a good match, and like you said, it was a tight match, but he was able to pull that out, and then like I said, the Lucas Carroll match was a big one, because that was a swing match. We'd lost a match earlier in the duel I thought we could win, and then you know, so we were down a little bit, and that match, Lucas was actually losing, and actually pinned the kid, and like I said, from there, it kind of turned our way, and went well, so yeah, it was an exciting night. I remember that one well.